WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Friday. Fun Friday. The Fun Friday question has to do with Easter candy, because I figured that would probably be something you'd want to talk more about than, WrestleMania. But I could have asked a question about WrestleMania. What's the greatest WrestleMania match of all time? And if you didn't say Steamboat versus Savage, WrestleMania 3, you'd be wrong. No, there's a lot that could be a contender for it, and most of them I probably wouldn't remember, but that one stands out in my mind. I think Stone Cold and Bret Hart, which is the match they're inducting into the Hall of Fame from, was that 13, WrestleMania 13? But a lot of people are putting last year's main event from WrestleMania 40 is one of the best matches ever. Like, no, it had it. You can like the way that it finished, but it wasn't a great match overall. Anyway, that's not the Fun Friday question, because nobody wanted to talk about that. The Fun Friday question is, what is your favorite Easter candy? The favorite candy to find in the basket? What is the least favorite? And we got a mention of jelly beans earlier. Jelly beans have had a sordid history. I think the pure jelly beans that, the big ones, people don't like those. My grandfather used to. He used to have those all the time, and he especially liked the licorice ones. So if I ever ate some of them, I always gave him the licorice ones. But there's very few people that like those anymore. There is definitely people of a certain era that like those. But the Jelly Belly ones are pretty good. They've got all those different flavors. And it is kind of crazy how accurate the flavors are on so many of them. But then it's also overwhelming. So if you go to a candy store, like if you go to that candy store in the Rentham outlets, they've got the whole wall of different Jelly Belly flavors. And you're like, oh, what do I want? I don't know. And you can't mix them together, because then they all pick up the flavors of each other and you can't tell which one's which. So you went from something that was very simple to making it hugely complex. You know what was another Easter staple? Like that I would always find in Easter baskets, but people didn't like them? Gumdrops. I liked gumdrops. I don't know that I'd still eat them today, but I liked gumdrops back in the day. But yes, my favorite Easter candy, peanut butter cups in any fashion. As long as they're Reese's. Don't give me the Russell Stover peanut butter cups. Those are gross. Reese's peanut butter cups. And then the worst candy for me, chocolate bunnies. Hollow chocolate bunnies. The flavor is inconsistent, and most of them are just gross. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning. Let's all talk about candy.
I know.
Candy, people are raising their kids. They're coming out with all this so they can rot their children's teeth. They don't need all this candy. Same thing with Halloween. They put the candy out way ahead of time. Halloween is weeks away, and there's all the garbage. And the kids can't wait to get it because their parents brought them up that way. If you want a piece of chocolate or some candy once in a while, go and get it. Teach your children. Every now and then you want a treat like that, we can go get it. Easter has nothing to do with Peter Rabbit hopping down the bunny lane. So now they expect that every single year. I think it's stupid. It's all commercial. It's all for money, and suckers fall for it. What have you got to say about that?
Well, what about people that don't believe in Jesus and still want to celebrate Easter?
Okay. I have something to say about that, too. If you want to raise your children from the time they're small and tell them that Easter is all about bunny rabbits and colored eggs that you're going to search for in the backyard like an idiot, you can at least also tell them the story of the resurrection of Christ. And when they grow up, they can make their own decision. Why should you poison your child's brain while they're small and growing and say, this is what you need at Easter. You need chocolate. And on Halloween, this is what we do.
Well, I would argue that telling them about the resurrection of Jesus could be poisoning their brain.
Say it again?
What if telling them about the resurrection of Jesus is poisoning their brain?
Well, I would much rather teach them that than to believe in bunny rabbits.
I mean, bunny rabbits are real, Mary. I hate to break it to you.
Yes, I know, but somebody someday, one day somewhere, made up that story of every Easter, we have to go and bury some eggs in the yard and send your kids out there to go and find them. How dumb is that?
I mean, it's pretty innocuous. It seems like a really strange thing to get so worked up over.
I'm not worked up about it, but why are you so against what I'm talking about? Why does it have to be about Peter Rabbit and not about the resurrection of Christ?
Because the Easter holiday that it comes from is a pagan celebration of the rebirth of life, rebirth of spring.
The pagans got it wrong if they're talking about rabbits. You want to believe
the pagans were celebrating the renewal of life. That's what rabbits were the symbol of.
Once in a while, get your chocolate like I do, which actually is ruining me. But I did cut way, way back on it. You're teaching them from an early age that it's okay to stuff your face with that crap. And it's all about money, because you people like you go to the stores and the big pharmacies. The minute you walk in the door of the pharmacy, the green grass that you complained about is right there at the door. All the candy, chocolate eggs, a big chocolate bunnies. The kids don't need that, Mr. Weisberg. They don't need it. That's all I want to say, and you have a good day now.
All right. I got to do it, Mary. I got to do it today.
Oh, go ahead. I love it. Go ahead.
All right. Here we go. Mary, Mary, why you bugging? Some days I think you're just trying to get me to play that.
Well, hey, somebody has to set you guys straight, and it's me. So have a good day now.
I appreciate it. Have a nice weekend.
You too.
508-996-0500. Good morning. You next on WBSM.
Well, let's teach the kids that wrestling is real. Only what you're going to do when wrestling becomes real.
I mean, it's still real to me.
Oh, yeah, brother. Stores the animals steal.
So what do you think is going to happen this WrestleMania weekend?
Oh, you know what? The Hall of Fame is very weak this year. It's tonight. You know what I'm saying? Lex Luthor, and he wanted to get inducted by things that ain't going to happen because of Khan, and he's on the contract with AEW. Yep. And stuff like that. Yeah. So the WrestleMania looks strong. I think the WrestleMania last year was stronger. You had The Rock involved, Cody Rhodes, you weren't sure how the bloodline was going to go. I think Jey Uso wins the title because he lost twice to Gunther. It's kind of like, you know, that's going to happen. So unless something really happens where maybe his brother screws him over or something like that, right?
Could be.
But I think Gunther loses to Jey. Jey has a lot of fancy with Yeet and stuff like that. But the triple threat match, I think Punk wins it with the help of Paul Heyman somehow.
So my brother and I were talking about it. We think what might happen is might be a total swerve, and Heyman might align himself with Rollins.
Really? Ooh, I don't see that one coming.
That might be fun. And then I don't think Cena's going to win the title, but I almost could see him doing it and then dropping it at SummerSlam.
I think he wins it to go ties it. What does he have? 16?
Yeah, but here's the thing. If you're going to have him break that Ric Flair record, which, by the way, Ric Flair actually has something like 24 world title reigns. But if you're, but right. WWE only recognizes 16. But if you're going to have him surpass Flair, you want him to do it as a babyface, not as a heel.
Well, yeah, that's where I'm kind of conflicted with that, because I think he does win the title, but you're going to have to drop it back.
So,
Cody.
The way I would book it,
SummerSlam.
Is I would have him lose the title. I would have him feud with, you know, have him feud with Austin, have him feud with Punk, have him feud with all of them. And then somehow or another, his last match has to be against Randy Orton, and he wins the title in his last match and then retires as champion as a babyface, and then just, you know, relinquishes the title.
Really?
I'd probably book it.
Yeah, because, I mean, you would want him to go back like Hogan did, right? Like, Hogan, when he went turned NWO, he became just as popular as a heel as he did popular. But the thing with Cena, he's getting a lot of heat now being sold out. And I think for him to come back, and I think he goes back to babyface, like you said, towards the end of the year, because he kind of definitely finished his career as a babyface. I mean, he might be evil now, but something's going to happen where he turns back to being a babyface and then retires.
Yeah, you can't retire as a heel. No, not when you have...
No.
And
I think the title goes, I'm not sure if he wins it. He might win the title this weekend. He might put it over, and they might give it to him, and then he's going to have to drop it.
Yeah. I mean, so you're going to stay up for the Hall of Fame? It's going to start at 1 a.m. our time.
Probably not. It's on Netflix. Sorry, what, Peacock?
Yeah, I'll watch it tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning, well, yeah. Nothing, there's nothing really, I mean, that's going to stand out. You got Lex Luger, you got Michelle McCool, and, you know, there's nothing. Well, Triple H is on there, finally. But, I mean, there's not a big star lineup on the Hall of Fame this year at all, so it's kind of lame, to be honest with you.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. I'll talk to you on Monday about it for sure.
Oh, yeah, I'll talk to you. Enjoy every sandwich, Tim.
You as well. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, that is Paul with our WrestleMania preview. And I think it's, you know, it'll be entertaining. It just won't be as good as last year's. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Gilly Sassiola.
It's on your mind, Gilly.
Mary. She's on my mind. She just called in. I'm surprised she didn't bring up what Michaela Johnson put on your website about the adult egg hunt.
Yeah.
$30 to get in. Come, she didn't bring that up.
She probably hasn't read it yet.
Huh?
She probably has not read it yet.
Boy, she would have read that. She would have been all over you guys. Adult. First time I heard about that.
Yeah, they've been doing this kind of thing for a couple of years at different places. But yeah, an adult Easter egg hunt where, you know, you might find like a scratch ticket in one of the eggs or a nip bottle or something like that. It's things that are geared toward grown-ups.
I know, but they also got two that you're going to have kids. They're going to have the kids can go and feed the animals.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But for $30, adult egg hunt, I personally think it's ridiculous. But I'm surprised Mary didn't pick that up. Have a nice day, Tim.
All right, you as well. And we're getting some app chat messages here. First of all, Jacob says, for WrestleMania, Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels, both times. Because they had the two matches. Tim says, best match for me was Shawn Michaels' Razor Ramon ladder match, WrestleMania 10. Jackie says, poor Mary, I've had more joy over the years watching my grandchildren looking for Easter eggs. It has brought so much joy. And yes, they know the real meaning of Easter. Well, that's the thing, is Easter has gone beyond just being a religious observation. Same with Christmas. I mean, there's many people that celebrate Christmas and Santa Claus and presents and Rudolph and all that that don't observe it as the birth of Jesus. Just like there are plenty of people who celebrate Easter and want to, you know, have egg hunts and eat candy and do all that stuff and wear the nice clothes and all that, that don't look at it as the resurrection of Jesus. We celebrated Easter and Christmas when I was growing up without any of the religious elements, because we're not a religious family. And you don't have to be. That's the beauty of living in America. You don't have to believe in any one thing. We are not a Christian nation, no matter how many times people want to repeat it. We're a nation where people are free to worship as they choose, and that includes not worshiping anything at all. 508-996-0500. Hold on, Mary's calling back. I was going to go to a break, but I see she's calling back. So, hello. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, Gilly, you're attacking me now, Gilly.
he wasn't attacking you. Gilly,
this is a vicious attack on me, Gilly. So I'm going to tell you right now, if I go Easter egg hunting with you and you win anything, you're giving it to me if I let you walk with me. And you try to attack me while you're walking with me, and I'm going to put it all over the radio that you've been attacking me now. So you try to have a good day, and don't come after me, because I won't sit still for that. Thank you for the second call, Mr. Weisberg.
Okay, you have a good day.
You too.
All right. I'm going to take a break now. Restore a little order here. We'll be right back. All right, we're going to be going into the news with Mike in just a moment. Before that, though, I want to remind you that there are a couple of special tasting events happening at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven tomorrow. Of course, Stevie's is located at 115 Huddleston Avenue, and you know it's the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy anything on the shelf that has a Purple Dot next to it. If you ask for a sample, you can try it before you commit to buying it. But they also have great tasting events. And tomorrow, they're actually having two great tasting events, including some overlap. So from 2 to 4 p.m., they are going to be tasting High and Wicked. They're going to have both the High and Wicked Kentucky Straight Bourbon, which is a cask strength bourbon, and also the Kentucky Straight Rye, which I have is very, very good. So you can try both of those from 2 to 4 tomorrow at Stevie's. And then also tomorrow from 3 to 5, they're going to be having a special wine tasting with Westport Rivers, including the Grace Chardonnay and the Grace Pinot Noir and the Wine of the Harvest 2024 Westport Nouveau. So you've got the chance to try some great wines, some whiskeys and rye, all of that and so much more at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. And maybe I'll see you over there tomorrow. Try a little High and Wicked before I grab my beers for WrestleMania. And don't forget to follow them as well on social media at Stevie's Wine and Spirits so you can keep up with all of their tasting events. All right, let me go to the news with Mike, and then caller, we'll get to you. We'll probably be checking in with Eric over at the butcher shop as well. But right now, let's turn things over to Mike Roberts in the WBSM newsroom.
An emergency landing after an in-flight dog bite. Bear sightings across the Northeast increase. And President Trump holds an Easter service at the White House.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The son of a sheriff's deputy accused of shooting and killing two people, wounding five more at Florida State University yesterday. The FSU police chief said the gunman is a current student at the school and has been apprehended. The deceased were not students. Leon County Sheriff Walter McNeil says the shooter used one of his mother's guns in the attack. It happened near a crowded student union building in Tallahassee at lunchtime. President Trump says his administration is fighting what he called anti-Christian bias. In the U.S., Trump held an Easter prayer service Wednesday night in the Blue Room of the White House, attended by religious leaders like the Reverend Franklin Graham and White House faith advisor Paula White Cain.
So there's so much to celebrate this Easter. This is really, I hope, going to be one of the great Easters ever, because we have something going that I don't think this country has seen in 100 years.
Trump also promoted his new White House faith office as Holy Week continues. The White House held a Passover event yesterday to celebrate the Jewish holiday that ends this weekend. President Trump is extending the federal hiring freeze for another 90 days. He signed the executive order yesterday, ordering no federal government positions to be filled until mid-July. No new jobs to be created unless directed by the administration. The freeze will not apply to military personnel or positions related to immigration enforcement. Bear sightings across the Northeast and New England becoming more popular as temperatures start to rise, including one scene outside of a Connecticut mall. Andrew Whitman reports.
The bear, spotted in the parking lot of the West Farms Mall in West Hartford, Connecticut last Friday, was not happy. He or she, seen on video, sprinting towards the mall doors, which sent shoppers scattering, then away from the doors and even more scatter and screams. Officials were finally able to shoo the bear into the woods. Where else? They say it was probably just waking up from hibernation and was looking for food.
An American Airlines flight forced to make an emergency landing due to a service animal dog bite. The plane was going from Utah to Texas on Tuesday, but was diverted to Colorado Springs, where it was met by an emergency crew at the gate. A spokesperson for the Colorado Springs Fire Department says the victim was rushed to the hospital. It's unclear if police or the FBI have launched an investigation. North America's oldest car show returns to New York City this weekend for a 10-day run.
The New York International Auto Show opens to the public on Friday at Manhattan's Javits Convention Center. In terms of attendance, it's the biggest one in North America after launching in 1900 under the New York Auto Club banner. Experts say it's the best place to find out what's hot and what's not if you're in the market for some new wheels. Subcompact electric SUVs from Kia and Hyundai are expected to get a lot of attention. So is the BMW X3, a small but powerful SUV that runs on gas.
Americans have conflicting views about the effects of artificial intelligence on society.
According to a new poll from Quinnipiac University, more than 40% think AI is going to cause more harm than good in their everyday lives. More than 50% think it's going to cause harm in education, and nearly 60% think it will harm advances in medicine. More than half see it leading to fewer job opportunities. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
A former Pentagon official who found himself at the center of controversy over his role in the removal of a webpage honoring baseball pioneer Jackie Robinson has announced his resignation.
Former Defense Department spokesman John Elliott said he turned in his resignation Wednesday because he wasn't interested in a secondary position at the Pentagon. Elliott caused an uproar last month when he was linked to the removal of the Jackie Robinson post in an effort to purge DEI content from the website. The page was restored shortly afterwards with a statement claiming everyone at the Defense Department loves Jackie Robinson, as well as the Navajo Code Talkers and the Tuskegee Airmen. Debuting with the Brooklyn Dodgers on April 15, 1947, Robinson officially broke baseball's color barrier. I'm Michael Kastner.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox host the White Sox tonight at 7:10. Sunday, the Celtics take on the Magic for the first round of the NBA playoffs at 3:30.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
It might be chilly this morning, temperatures in the mid-30s, but at least it's a sunny start. We're going to keep it that way for a little while longer. Clouds move in the afternoon, but temperatures will be in the mid to upper 50s, some spots in the low 60s. I'd call it a win in terms of the numbers, but again, the clouds come in, and we could even see a stray shower or two later in the evening. Overnight, a couple of showers not out of the question heading into Saturday morning. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
It is time to check in with Eric over at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dharma Street in New Bedford. Good morning, sir. Happy Easter weekend to you.
Hey, what's up, brother? What's going on?
I'm assuming you guys are probably pretty busy cranking out stuff for Easter.
Yeah, brother. It's one holiday after the next, my man. I got goats. I got lambs. I got fish today. I got so much stuff. I got tomahawks. I got prime rib. I got rib eyes, sirloin, fillets. I could rattle off all day. What do you want to hear?
Of course, everybody can come by and check out everything that you have there at the Butcher Shop, but that's the great thing about it is it's all locally sourced stuff. It's stuff that's cut the way that you want it. It's stuff that you won't find other places, and it's got the, you know, it's got the real kind of hometown, home quality, you're part of the family vibe to it as well.
Yeah, thanks for saying that. Yeah, you're right. We try, man. We cut everything fresh on demand. I grind burger on demand, you know. I'll do whatever you want, pretty much. Whatever you want, you tell me, I do it.
What are the most popular things that people ask for their Easter dinner?
Dude, honestly, a lot of leg of lamb, bone in, boneless, or cut and tied off the bone. You know what I mean? When they tie it back on. Prime rib. I don't know. Crown roast, that's a pretty big thing, too. I do those. And I don't know, man. I can't really think of anything else. Rabbits, some people have rabbits on occasion. It's weird.
Yeah, I was going to say that. That'd be like putting Santa on the plate at Christmas time. Come on.
My brother, if you can eat it, they'll do it.
Absolutely. What are you going to have this weekend?
Easter, I think my mother's making a ham, a little bit of turkey, a little bit of prime rib.
Yeah, see, that's
casserole pie, stuff like that.
When it's a holiday, you want to have a little bit of everything, right?
Yeah, brother. I got a lot of wines. I got beer. I got whatever you need. Nice port wine after meal. You know what I'm saying? I got everything you want, man. I got scallops. I got lobsters and the lobster thing. Good price, $12.99 a pound. Hard shell, too. Good ones. I got a lot of stuff.
And if people are, you know, they're going to be cooking all weekend, they probably don't want to cook today. You've got all kinds of great food that you guys make every day that they can come by and get all ready to go.
Yeah, brother. It's, what is it? Good Friday today, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's Lent. So people, they stick to the fish, a lot of people. So I got the fried fish. I got the fillets. I got sardines, mackerels. I got octopus. I got pretty much anything you want, my man.
So you can take care of everything you need right there at the butcher shop. Well, we'll let you get back to it. Thank you, Eric, for joining us, and I hope that you and the family have a great Easter.
Yeah, happy Easter, brother. I'll talk to you.
All right, later. Take care. That is Eric over at the butcher shop, 123 Dharma Street in New Bedford. Everything that you need to celebrate your Easter weekend or your WrestleMania weekend. You know, you can get all your beer and wine there, too, and all your snacks and chicken wings and everything else, steak tips, everything else you're going to want to cook up for WrestleMania weekend. I don't even know what I'm going to have on my menu, and it's just me. So 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Hey, has anybody called with not receiving a signal?
On AM?
Yes.
Yeah, the AM is having some issues. The engineer is working on trying to get that back up and running. It did have a hum, but now you're saying there's nothing at all?
I haven't had it in 2 days.
Oh, that's weird, because I was listening to it yesterday on AM. I don't know. Do you have? Is it a digital radio or an analog radio?
I'm in my vehicle, so.
Yeah, maybe it's not getting a strong enough signal from it, so it's not going to stop on it, because there is a little bit of a hum with it right now. The engineer had to rig something up to keep it on the air, so.
Just check it in, brother.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Happy Easter.
To you as well. And hopefully that is resolved soon. I haven't talked to Frank to find out what's going on with it, but I know he is diligently working on it. So he's not abandoning us. He's going to get it back up and running. Like I said, he's MacGyver. He can put it together with some tinfoil and some bubble gum and some super glue and duct tape, and he'll get something going. And he was able to get it at least back on the air. So we'll work on getting it perfected. But for now, we've got 99.5 FM. We've got WBSM.com. We've got the WBSM app. And, of course, you can catch it on podcast later on if you've missed any of it as well. Of course, today's Fun Friday question is the best candy in your Easter basket and the worst Easter basket candy. And I was trying to think, and I was looking online during one of the breaks at some other, like, candy that only comes out at Easter time. And there's, you know, outside of, like, the Cadbury eggs and the chocolate bunnies and things like that, there's not a lot of things that you can only get at this time of year. There's candy that people associate with this time of year, but like a chocolate bunny, well, you can get chocolate any time of the year just to only get it in a bunny shape. But the Cadbury eggs, you can only get those at Easter. And I always wondered when I was a kid, again, I wasn't a huge fan of them, but I know that everybody was. Why didn't Cadbury just come out with something like that year round? And I guess they did. I guess they had the Cadbury bar, which was similar to the Cadbury eggs, just not in an egg shape. I had no idea. I was never wasn't much of a Cadbury person. But, you know, I'm not a Russell Stover person. I know a lot of people love Russell Stover. I've never really liked the stuff from Russell Stover. One of the first things I tried from them that I remember being from them was the the peanut butter and jelly cups, thinking, what a great idea. It was not a great idea. I'm still waiting, and because they're coming out with all of these Reese's cups that they have, like Reese's with molten chocolate, Reese's with Reese's Pieces inside, Reese's with pretzels inside. Like, they're coming up with all this. I'm waiting for the Reese's Marshmallow Fluff team up. And I get it. I know Fluff is only a New England thing, but imagine if they took that nationwide. Oh, my God. Game over. And by the way, other news outlets are now picking up on Gazelle's hot dog stuffed in Peeps story that you can read at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. I think he inadvertently just started a new food craze. And, you know, the companies that make all the insulin and diabetes medicine are probably thanking him for that, because their sales are going to increase now when people are out there eating these hot dogs and Peeps. So, and then he put extra sugar on top. The guy's a madman. 508-996-0500. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, Jim.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm from Dartmouth, and I haven't had it in a few days either, the AM. So I have it on my Google alarm clock. It comes in beautiful on the FM. Comes in really, really good.
Oh, I know I was listening on the AM yesterday because I went to Fall River, and when the FM caught out on me, I went to the AM, and I was like, oh, that's the hum everybody's talking about.
Yeah, just hum. That whole radio, I thought it was my radio. I was going to throw it out. I'm glad that guy called. But
what you don't realize is that actually that's just, we have somebody sitting over in the corner going like this the whole time.
Yeah. No, this guy comes in beautiful on my Google. I have a Google alarm clock. It's really, really, all the channels come in really good on that. I forgot I had it. I thought that you were on it, and I just put it on yesterday. So it comes in great. It's a little delayed from the AM. You know.
Yeah, it's a couple seconds behind.
Yeah, but it comes in really good. Yeah, so my best candy in the I love Mallow Cups, and I can't find them anywhere. I went and looked, they don't have them at Walmart. Walgreens didn't have them.
I think I see them
free marshmallows.
I think I see the Mallow Cups at the dollar store.
Oh, probably. I don't know. I haven't seen them in a long time. But I know last time I was Ocean State job a lot. But I have to get the sugar-free ones. And I don't even know if they make them. But they do have a sugar-free marshmallow fluff. So I make my own.
There you go.
But yeah, put some coconut, a little sugar-free chocolate, and just dip it in there. But when are you going up to Boston for, what's that, tonight?
I don't know if I'm going to make it up there tonight for the Paul Revere thing.
Oh, you're not?
No, I got a lot of work, and by the time I get out of here, it'll be too late, and I'd just be in the back of the crowd.
Oh, how long are your friends staying here from Tennessee?
I think he's leaving next week.
Oh, did you take him to Kowloon's?
No, we've gone there before. They weren't impressed.
Oh, okay. They weren't?
No, I know. I was disappointed that they weren't impressed. No, but we went to...
You can't have that. Great Chinese food.
We went to Stevie's, and I introduced him to the whiskey room over there, and that was fun enough.
Oh, good. That was fun. That's great. Well, you have a happy Easter.
You as well.
And have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
And we got a call on hold. Hang on, caller. Let me just get this break in. We'll be back in a few moments.
Hey.
All right, let's go back to the phones. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM. Oh, hold on. There we go. Now you're on WBSM.
Good morning.
How are you?
Excellent. My favorite thing were the popcorn bunnies.
Popcorn bunnies?
Right. You know, you had a popcorn ball?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that substance, it was pressed into a mold that looked like a bunny rabbit.
Oh.
It was flat. Yeah, and they had a candy eye and a little bow on it. Yeah, it was excellent. My brothers hated them, so I had a stash of four of them and traded them for my marshmallow eggs.
Wow, I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Oh, yeah. That's just what we were talking in the 50s.
But they're not. You don't still see them around, do you?
I haven't looked, to be honest with you. But, yeah, they were in the basket, and they were, you know, the biggest part of the basket. And, yeah, it was great. They were just like popcorn balls.
And so were the marshmallow eggs your least favorite, since that's what you traded away?
Yeah, that's what I traded away.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I can see people are kind of hit or miss on marshmallow candy.
Yep, Yeah, but the bunnies were, you know, 3/4 the size of the basket.
Wow, that's pretty big.
It was a big tray. Well, they were flat, but they were still good. They lasted forever.
You know, isn't it kind of weird, though, how the candy is brought to us by a bunny, and it's always in the shape of a bunny? Like, that's kind of some sick, yeah, twisted stuff when you think about it.
You know, Mary has a point on some things, and that would be one of them. But, but it was fun. It was in the 50s. It was great. And, you know, finding the bunny in your basket was the best thing ever.
Well, thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Bye. You have a good weekend.
Great show. Love it.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. And, that's the weird thing, man. Like, Easter. The Easter Bunny brings you candy in the shape of him and says, here, eat this. They ripped off. Like, Santa doesn't bring you, like, there's Santa Claus candy, but Santa doesn't bring you the candy. It's Christmas time. You just get.
The Eucharist is the body of Christ. Eat this.
But. Well, that is true. I mean, but it's actually, you know, the inverse, because normally Catholicism was taking the pagan traditions. So, but it's still.
It's the old switcheroo.
It's just weird. Like, if I walked up to you with a piece of candy in the shape of me and said, here, eat this Tim-shaped candy, you'd be like, get out of here, you weirdo. Even if you wanted a piece of candy, you'd be like, I can't bring myself to eat that.
It would be much smaller now.
That is true. It would be a smaller piece of candy. But the ears would be just as big as a chocolate rabbit. I got huge ears. That's why when people are like, well, I can't hear the signal on AM. I'm like, I can hear it fine. That's because my ears are actually the antenna for the AM broadcast. That's how big they are. All right. Anyway, I got to take this final break. We'll be back to wrap things up. All right. Well, you can't talk dirty to me because I'm out of time. But you can talk dirty to Chris McCarthy coming up with South Coast Now. And it's also.